Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip for Wednesday the 31st of July. I've got a few horses for you at all over the place, in fact quite a few today. So there's no football again obviously, and I don't think there's anything tomorrow, so it'll be Friday football. Right, let's get into the betting. 3.45 at Perth. Creedon Grey as a win bet, currently 3.35. 4.45 at Goodwood Near Roos at currently 3.8, a win bet. So the two win bets, 3.45 Creedon Grey, 4.45 Near Roos. Trade, 5.35 at Sandown, Dancing Poet with young Kieran Fallon on board, currently 5.4, 30% trade, Dancing Poet. Another trade, 5 o'clock at Redcar, Spirit of Zebedee. 6 week market at the minute, but Spirit of Zebedee in the 5 o'clock at Redcar, 6 furlong. I have then got an each way two places, and that is Charlemagne in the 6.05 at Sandown. Only two places, so I'd have a small bet there, I wouldn't go diving in. Charlemagne in the 6.05 at Sandown. Each way 2.25 at Goodwood, Desert Icon. Fancy this to go well today, so Desert Icon 2.25 each way. And then I've got two each ways in the same race, so just split your stake at Galway tonight, 6.10, or back them both, win only and ignore the place. Buttons and Bows in the 6.10 at Galway, and So Lonely, currently third and fourth favourites in the 6.10 at Galway. So that is it for the horses. I think we had a little bit of that horse drifted out and won last night. I think we had an unlucky loser at Galway Beckwith. It looked like it had won and got second, but hopefully you're doing okay. I don't really know whether people are betting these or not. I just send them out, really, and hope that you're all right. Some good positive responses to bits of yesterday's podcast and some queries. I won't cover them now, but I will get to those maybe early next week. Just got a lot on at the minute, just trying to get ready again with the football league starting. So, yes, that is it for today. I've got no story. Well, I've got a story to tell you, but I haven't got time today. The good thing is, I said to somebody yesterday, these podcasts were about like therapy to me, and I got talking to my good lady yesterday afternoon about something, and it caused a flashback memory to when I was about 19, and this one is funny, and 100% true again, but it involves the, for those of you who visit Cornwall, it was a sort of loose connection. I think Gadget Trade had been in Cornwall, seen a picture, my good lady's from Devon, we got talking about Devon and Cornwall, and this involves me and Jethro on the Isles of Scilly when I was about 19. Very amusing. It's quite a long one, so I will save that for a rainy day, maybe early next week. I'll get time to do that, but it's a good one. Okay, good people, have a lovely day. Thank you for the comments and things for yesterday's podcast. I do try and help. That is all it's about. As I say, I do these for myself more than anything as a bit of therapy. Get stuff off my chest, say what I want to say, and if it does help any of you in any way, then fantastic. It is, you know, doesn't matter what you do. We're talking, the good lady and I again talking this morning about weight loss. I mean, we're both doing really well, feel a lot better for it. It is literally just making decisions to change your life, and it's not about money or buying products or do it. It's about just doing things differently, and if people start to do things differently, you'd be amazed at the results you get. I am absolutely like a racing snake now. I'm an absolute machine, and I haven't even haven't had a slice of bread, a bit of pasta. I had one malaise into potato, and that was it at the cricket because there was no other options. But nothing other than that. No beer. Still haven't had a beer for 7 weeks now. I'm an absolute machine. Right, crack on. I'm waffling again. Have a lovely day. The sun's shining. Enjoy yourselves. If you do those horses, good luck at your own peril. Hope you do well. Oh, I have had, hang on, see, this is what I do. I have had a word for a good rugby bet. Not something I'm normally involved in, but somebody said Wigan plus two against Hull, John Crowther. Wigan plus two tonight are apparently a good bet, or plus two and a half. So if you can get either of those, then and it's your thing, then have a look at that as well. Okay, enjoy yourselves, have a lovely day, see you later.